This is an RNIB talking book.
Flambards Divided by K.M. Pate.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
4018.
Flambards Divided. Here is a brief description of the book. Christina, widowed and back at Flambards, has decided to marry Dick. But he was once a groom at the farm. There is much resentment, most of all from her cousin Mark, and she finds herself divided in her feelings for the two men.
By kind permission of the publishers, this book is copyright.
The copyright owners have allowed the book to be recorded, without fee, by the Royal National Institute for the Blind's Talking Book Service, England.
The recording of this book was made possible by a donation from the pupils of Washingborough Junior School, Washingborough, Lincoln. No unauthorized broadcasting, public performance, or copying is permitted. It's read by Andrew Timothy, and there are 15 chapters. Flambards Divided, Chapter 1. Christina had dreamt of Will again. In spite of the fact that she knew she was reconciled to his death, and the undoubted fact that since it she had rearranged her life with astonishing success, Will had a habit of disturbing her these days. She could still see his face vividly from the dream, strained and thin, gentle, the face as she'd last seen it at the gates of the factory aerodrome. Aviators had to go back to France from leave in new aeroplanes. It had been part of a familiar pattern to say goodbye there. They had to replace the fighters that were being shot down. Less than